This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We are speaking to Renee this morning. She is the author of No Sweat Parenting. Love the sound of that. She's on the line. Morning, Renee.
Good morning, Aaron and Dan.
How are you going?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. Now, No Sweat Parenting, that's just a cool idea. How long ago have you written this book?
It came out in December, but I've been writing it for about a year and a bit before that.
Wow.
Tell us, is this possible?
I've been working with parents for many years. I don't want to give away my age too much.
Sure.
Okay.
And more I've been hearing how parents are tired and exhausted, and they consult with me. I'm a clinical psychologist, how to make their lives easier. And more it's easy. There's simple solutions, but parents are driving themselves mad with really erroneous thinking. They've made up these myths. I don't know where they come from. Societal myths that are actually causing parents a lot of stress. So having spoken to many, many parents over a number of years, I was able to really identify six main thoughts that are exhausting parents. And so my book is about, it doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be so tiring. Let's get back to enjoying parenthood.
That's very cool. Now, I guess there's so many things we could talk about this morning. This chat could literally go on for hours or days. Let's focus on the whole idea of self-esteem, because one of the biggest things for me as a parent is I want my kids to grow up with a very strong self-esteem and not feel like they're inadequate.
Absolutely. And self-esteem is important. But where parents are getting it wrong, and I'll give you an example. Someone will come into my room and I'll say to them, you know, what do you want for your child? And they'll say, I just want my child to be happy. Or, as you're saying, I just want them to have self-esteem. And then we'll talk about various things they should try, and they come back and they haven't put any in place. They want their child to go to bed on time, but they haven't been able to be effective. And then when I said, why haven't you tried that? They said, oh, I just want him to be happy. So I gave in. I let him stay a bit later. I bought him the lolly I know he shouldn't eat. And the child is controlling parents' lives, and parents are afraid to put in boundaries because the myth is, if I'm firm, I will damage my child's self-esteem. So parents are petrified of putting boundaries in place or saying no because they think that will build self-esteem. But the truth is it's the opposite, because it makes the child insecure. If a three-year-old is in charge of the household, how can they feel secure?
Mm.
Because the parents make the child feel secure. So parents need to be leaders in their home. They don't need to be authoritarian, but they need to give direction. They need to set boundaries. My analogy is they need to be a firm captain of the ship. You can have a hell of a trip. You can have a great time. But when the captain says we're hitting gale force winds, go downstairs, it's not negotiable. I know what will make you safe. And so setting firm boundaries and being a firm captain builds self-esteem. Giving in all the time does the opposite. And it's exhausting because you never get anything done. You're always pleading and arguing and begging the child to go to bed or get up in the morning or whatever it is that the issue is for the day.
Within that, though, the idea of being a leader or a captain, there is sometimes a bit of negotiating and discussing. When is it appropriate to negotiate with your children, even toddlers, and when is it just not on?
Okay, so it's not on when it's life-threatening. You know, in the middle of winter, a child can't walk out with no clothes on.
Mm.
And it's not on if they want to run across the road. So there's certain things that you don't have to explain. You can at a reasonable time, but there are certain givens. You have to eat meals. There's certain things. Within that, there's what we call limited choice. So you can say to the child in the middle of winter, I don't really mind what you wear. You can choose as long as it's something warm. I don't really mind which vegetable you eat. Doesn't have to be broccoli, but you do have to eat some vegetables. So you get what's called a limited choice. But negotiation is something a bit different than giving choices. Negotiation is when you're implying that you both have valid ideas. So as a child gets older, it could be something could be negotiated, like maybe not bedtime, which I think is a health issue, but something like, I don't mind, do you want a bath in the morning or the evening? Let's negotiate what works for you. Or as a child gets older, you know, which party you want to go to, what time you'd like me to collect you. Those kind of things are negotiable if the child has an understanding of the situation.
That's a different, that's a limited choice in negotiation. You're two very different things. Like, would you like to go to the park or the shops? That's limited choice. That's not, gotcha.
Well, that's really, I never even thought about it like that. Renee, like what you're saying. Renee, the author of No Sweat Parenting. We might get you back on the show a couple of times just to chat through some of these things, Renee.
Well, that's lovely because I'm passionate about what I do.
Well, we're enjoyed listening to you and I've taken notes.
Thank you. Good.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.